pieces. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So let me introduce to you Daniel Cetasiri, Jr. at Hope College.
Whoa, a standing O, I see it there.
Daniel Cetasiri, otherwise known to some of you as SETI, okay? Jerry Root, chaplain, Campus Ministries, known to many of you as Rooter. Frankie's giving him a standing O, love it. Thank you, Frankie, he'll pay you later. Awesome, way to go. So Rooter, this is your 10th year on the Campus Ministries team, right?
Yep.
And you have told me at different times these 10 years have been significant for you, informative for you spiritually, especially in regards to scripture and prayer. Share a little about that.
Yeah. So as I've met with lots and lots of students over the years, I think it became very clear to me that you guys have big questions. I don't always have the answers. But probably as I begin to probe a little bit more, at the heart and center of what many of you want, and it speaks to for myself as well, is I can go about learning a lot about God as I read through Scripture, but ultimately what we really want is to know God. So I've asked that question to a lot of you. If we had to take our hour-long conversation and kind of focus it, what would you rather do? Would it be to know more about God? Nothing wrong with that. Or know God? And I have not had one student tell me that they'd rather spend time knowing more about God. The response is always, man, if I could, I'd want to know God. So I quickly realized that the best way to do that is for me to just kind of close my mouth a little bit and open up the Word of God together and let God tell you what He wants to tell you and tell me. So this whole idea of listening to God through Scripture, I think, just helps us develop intimacy with God, which I do believe is the cry of all of our hearts.
So, Rooter, as you've been doing that, you said the Scriptures, reading the Scriptures and listening to God and then allowing a response through our prayers. How has that, you know, shaped your vision of prayer?
Yeah, it's given me new language. If I were to look at my prayer life prior to this, you know, probably like many of us, it's kind of all about me and my needs. Dear God, thanks for this day. Hey, by the way, I need this, and be with so-and-so. There's nothing wrong with that. But to take the language of Scripture and turn that into a prayer begins, I think, for me anyway, it puts God first. And I realized how inadequate my language was. So beginning to use the language of Scripture and speaking that back to God, saying, God, this is what you told me today. And that's just really been a very, very meaningful experience for me.
So as you've been growing in your intimacy with God and you've been excited about it, and you're excited also to pass that on to others, especially a lot of folks in this room,
yeah,
but especially SETI. So SETI, how'd you connect with Rooter and where did he challenge you in this area?
Yeah, so we actually, we connected last year on the golf course, one of our final matches to qualify for the national tournament. And ever since then, we've met weekly with a Bible study every Wednesday morning. And he's just kind of been there, been rooting me on and
Rooter
me
rooting
on.
You on.
Rooter rooting
was
me on.
That was awesome.
Exactly.
That was awesome. Yeah.
And right before Christmas break, we met during exam week, and he challenged me. He said, and he'd done this with a couple students in the past, and he told me to go through Psalm 119. It's split up into different stanzas, and just pray Scripture, pray just what God was telling me that day and using the language that he was giving me.
Psalm 118, if you guys don't know, is the longest psalm in the Bible, 176 verses. So it's broken down into 30 sections, mm-hmm, which was 30 days, a whole month.
Yep.
So what was that like? How did that go? Had you done anything like that before?
No, I had not really done anything like this before. Like Rooter was kind of saying, prayer seemed pretty monotonous and more of me talking to God rather than just listening to Him or God talking to me. So this experience really opened me up to and made me realize the importance of building that relationship with him. It wasn't about what I needed, but rather how he could work in my life. It really made me realize how I was compartmentalizing scripture and prayer. I think they really coincide more than we think. Usually we try to find harmony and, all right, we're going to read the Bible today, and then we're going to pray right after and say, God, can you please speak to me through that? But using the words that he gives and the phrases that he's telling us, we're able to open our eyes to new truths, and kind of it allowed me to reevaluate where I was in my faith walk and who I am and my identity in Christ. It wasn't about me thinking, oh, this is what I need, this is what the people in my life need, but rather, how can God use me as an instrument to his kingdom?
That's awesome. So here's Seti's 30-day prayers. He wrote a little, you kind of journaled through. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the first day and then how it progressed.
Yeah, the first day was pretty rough. I mean, like I said, I was conditioned to read scripture and then pray, but now I was challenged to actually actively immerse myself and see what God was telling me. It allowed me to just take a step back and say, all right, this isn't just God's story, it's also my story. So it was hard the first couple days, but then as the process continued and later in the month, my prayers began to become longer and longer, applying more to things in my life, such as my family and just the way that I saw myself, my pride, my faith, and just allowing me to just immerse myself more in the Word and seeing how that impacted my life.
You said the first one you did, you started at night and you just kind of went to bed. You said you started in rhythm to wake up in the morning, read the scripture, listen to God speaking to you, and then again, writing out your prayers in, which is...
Yeah, it allowed me to internalize it, and like you were saying, just in the morning, I was able to then kind of chew on that scripture and work on it throughout the day rather than just, all right, I'm going to end my day and then forget about it the next day.
That's awesome. I love how you say chew on the scripture. Psalm 1 talks about those who meditate on the Word of God. Mm-hmm. The Hebrew word there literally means to eat it, to chew the Word. Nice. That's good. So, Reuter, why'd you give him Psalm 119? Why didn't you give him Psalm 117, which is only two verses?
Really?
You gave him the longest one. Why Psalm 119?
Yeah, I guess I looked at it, and obviously it's the longest chapter in the entire book. But if you go to your Bibles, you'll see that it's broken up into these little 5 to 7 verse stanzas, as Daniel mentioned. And there are actually, I believe, there are 30 of them. So I thought, well, what the heck? I like to keep it short. And this would be one per day. So it worked. So that was really, that's how I kind of just stumbled across it.
And you did it the year before. So here's Seti's and here's Reuter's. You both gave them to me. You're sharing. And so you had done it. So you weren't asking Seti to do something you hadn't done.
Right.
And you found how that was so rich for you as well, too. Yep. So I got both of yours here, and I asked you guys, okay, pick one of your sections to share with the congregation today, and kind of modeled to us what you did. So the scripture, can we put that up, PC? You chose Psalm 119, 65 through 72, which I read at the beginning. And so, Reuter, you read it, and then Seti, you got your prayer, and then Reuter, you got your prayer.
Yeah. So
okay.
That particular day, as I read it, and one of the deals that I learned was read it slowly, maybe read it a couple times, but for whatever reason, that particular day, as I went through, you know, David's talking about trusting your commands. Now I obey your word. Teach me your decrees. Well, for whatever reason, that day, my mind and heart settled on their hearts are callous and unfeeling. I must not have been feeling it much that day. So this is what I wrote. This is my prayer. Based on that particular phrase. God, you know I've been there. I've been there with my heart being calloused and unfeeling. And yet, God, I thank you that this journey of faith isn't always based on feelings. Remind me again, God, when I'm in that funk, of your unfailing promises and love. remind me that opening up your word, attending church, are disciplines that help me reorient myself to move my heart away from being calloused and unfeeling to you, God. Through your Spirit, help me commit to these practices, not out of obligation, but out of desire. And God, for those in my life who are currently in this state, continue to pursue them. Be the hound of heaven. Nip at their hearts. Woo them to you. Hear my prayer now, God, as I name them. And then I start naming people that are in my life that perhaps were in that state.
And Seti?
Heavenly Father, teach me knowledge and good judgment. I yearn for wisdom and believe that by your power I can be taught to walk in your ways. I've dealt with pain and sin, and it was good for me to be afflicted so that I may learn your decrees. Without pain, the world would be trivial, but through pain I can be brought either closer or further from you. Please, God, give me the strength to overcome temptation and honor my commitment of faith. I want the law from your mouth to be more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Your word endures forever, and your promises never fail. You are good, and whatever you do is good. It frustrates me that I look past your goodness every day. Lord, I ask that I be challenged and tested. I want to experience conflict for the sake of growth between us.
Amen. I want to be challenged and tested. So if there's somebody out there today whose heart is being warmed, who wants to deepen their intimacy with God, they want to be challenged and tested, can they get a hold of you, Seti?
Yes, of course.
Would you meet with them?
Yeah, Reuter, I would love to get connected.
How'd they do that? Email you?
Email, yeah.
Okay, Reuter, email you?
Catch us on campus, for sure.
So here's the thing. if 30 days is like too much, Psalm 1 is a great way to start. 6 verses, it'd take you 1 week. And we'll end with that. Seti, recite Psalm 1, and Reuter, pray us out, and we're dismissed. How's that? Does that sound good? Okay, you got it, Seti.
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on it he meditates day and night. For he is like a tree planted by streams of water, whose leaf does not wither and yields fruit in its season. For everything he does, he prospers. Not so are the wicked. They are like chaff that is blown away in the wind. For the wicked do not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. But the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, and the ways of the wicked will perish.
Hey, pray with me, if you would. Oh, God, I love that picture of a tree planted by the streams of water. God, I pray that the cry of our heart will be that we plant ourselves near your word, that we can be nourished and our thirst can be quenched by seeking you through your word. And your promise is that when that happens, God, we will bear fruit. So that's the cry of our hearts, not only for those of us that are here right now at this chapel, but for all of hope. God, give us that picture of desiring to be planted by streams of living water, which is your word. For we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Go in peace. Have a great Friday. Great weekend.